We are joined this morning by Lisa May. She is the Vice President of Whitaker Insurance Group. Thank you for joining us, Lisa.
Oh, good morning. You're welcome.
So let's go ahead and jump right in. Of course, to say these are strange times is probably an understatement, but what effect are you seeing on the insurance sector during this COVID-19 crisis? What is it looking like?
You know, the insurance industry is affected just like any other as far as business. We are still an essential business. We are still open. We are still operating. Of course, most of our, well, actually all of our locations are closed to the general public, but we can do most everything by phone, email, fax. So we're adapting.
Are you finding that this is changing the way that you do business?
Absolutely. I think... you know, the way you handle sales, the way you handle everything. We've had to change everything we know about the sales industry.
Now, when most people think about insurance, if they choose to think about insurance, which, you know, not many of us are wired like, what is it, Flo on TV, you know. But anyway, they think, of course, of what they see in advertising. They think of state minimum coverage. They think of liability only. They think of 15 minutes could save you. Yeah, they get that. All right. Are those really the primary things that folks should be considering when they're thinking about insurance? Why or why not?
No, absolutely not. You know, yes, the state minimum requirements is all you have to have, but is that going to cover you in the event something happens? Probably not. You know, and those are things we like to sit down with our customers, review their policy, and just kind of go over, okay, here's what you have, here's what you don't have, and here's what you might need. You know, and those are some things we try to do as an agency, not necessarily sell you our product, but more so educate you on what is insurance and what do you actually have on your policy now.
So let's dig a little bit deeper for folks that aren't insurance oriented like myself. I have come to you several times with many. Well, they say there's no dumb questions, just dumb people. But as I've come to you, the idea of state minimum coverage, a lot of people think, well, it says state minimum coverage, so that means I'm covered. It uses the word coverage. What is a, for instance, that you're talking about? Not to be all doom and gloom, but what does that look like if, like you said, it's not enough?
Okay, for example, your state minimum limits are $25,000, $50,000, $25,000. $25,000 being on your property damage, for one example. There are a lot of vehicles on the road today valued at more than $25,000. So if you were in an at-fault accident and, you know, that is deemed to be your fault, you are responsible for all property damage during that accident. Once your limits on that policy are met, then you're responsible for any excess. So, you know, $25,000 is not going to cover a lot of your newer vehicles that are on the road today.
That makes sense. And that's just dealing with the vehicles. That's not even dealing with medical bills or
bodily injury.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. Yeah, right. $25,000 in bodily injury adds up pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One good trip to the doctor, you'll get that much.
Exactly. Go to the ER.
That's it. All right. So as far as Whitaker Insurance Group, now you guys offer different types of insurance, different products. What type of products, if somebody's needing to get insured, do they just come to you for vehicle and home insurance, or what type of products do you offer?
No, we are fully... all four lines of coverage. We offer life, health, group health, bonding, work comp, general liability for your businesses, your property coverage for your business, and then, of course, your home, auto, boats, RVs. Pretty much, for the most part, if you can insure it, we can do it. I know that sounded like a slogan, but it actually was. There's not a whole lot we can't insure if it's something you're looking for.
That sounds good. Now, as far as... when people are coming to you for insurance, what do you find to be the most misunderstood part of insurance as people are seeking insurance?
Misunderstood probably is those state limits, you know, and how that works and what you really have and what's required. And then full coverage and liability, you know, what it covers, what it doesn't, how that works. You know, those are some details that a lot of times we go over.
Now, during this crisis, are you guys offering anything kind of, I don't want to say unique, but as far as are you seeing, you work with other companies. Obviously, with insurance, you can't really not go without premium because that's the way everything is tied together. But are you seeing any helps coming from your company during this time?
Yeah, absolutely. We work with several of the major carriers in the industry, Travelers, Grange, Progressive, Safeco. All of those are offering refund of premiums. They're offering anywhere from 15% to 25%, depending on the carrier, of your April and May premiums. So, you know, let's say your monthly premium is $200, you're going to get back anywhere from 15 to 25% of that. So, yeah, they are trying to do what they can. They're trying to offer a little bit of relief where they can.
Now, are they doing that solely out of the goodness of their heart, or are they looking at risk evaluation as well, do you think?
A little bit of both. You know, the industry as a whole, you know, most people are home. So your vehicles are rated when you insure them as either to work or pleasure use. So the majority of the workforce is now at home use. So they're changing those ratings because most everybody can now change their vehicles to a pleasure rating. So the risk is less. So that allows them to be able to reclassify those vehicles to be able to send back the money.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's swap hats for a minute. Of course, okay. You serve in lots of other capacities in the community as a lot of Whitaker Bank and Whitaker Insurance's employees do. Of course, the Whitaker Insurance Group and Whitaker Bank, which again, you guys are not directly affiliated, but kind of are, right?
We are. We are owned by Whitaker Bank, yes.
Gotcha. So, yes. Of course, volunteerism is really big, and before you were even an employee of Whitaker Bank, of course, your heart was in volunteer service. One club you've been serving with for a very long time is the Kiwanis Club, correct?
Mm-hmm. I have, yes.
Now, of course, the Kiwanis Club actually, they had a radio auction scheduled. They, of course, had prom service scheduled. They had the Easter egg hunt scheduled. What has this done to the Kiwanis Club and the way it kind of operates here in Powell County?
Well, you know, as important as volunteer work and service work is for the industry, at this point, most of that involves group gatherings of some sort. You know, we either meetings or, like you said, the Easter egg, the auction. At this particular time, that's just not feasible. So we've tried to shift our focus a little bit. You know, our eggs that we had for the Easter egg hunt, we partnered with 4-H, and we were able to distribute those out. So we've tried to look at creative ways. You know, we're working with the backpack programs and the food programs to refocus our energy a little bit in ways that we are able to do.
That makes sense. Now, along the lines of nonprofits, real quick, and I'm sure you've heard the Beer Cheese Festival over in Winchester was canceled. The Mountain Mushroom Festival, which shocked me actually how early they ended up canceling. But again, they were wise in the advice that they received, and several other large events and festivals canceling. You serve with the Powell County Corn Festival Committee. What are kind of the thoughts on the Corn Festival at this point? It's still a ways off.
Right, it has. But it is something we have been discussing, we've been thinking about. You know, at this point, I do agree. I think it's a little early to completely call it. I think the face of the festival itself, even if it proceeds, will be different. You know, the economy is going to be different. The mood of the community is going to be different. But at this point, we're going to try and wait until June 1st. To make a call on that, reevaluate, see how we look at the 1st of June, and if that's something we feel it's not safe for the public, then we will go ahead and, you know, we probably have 70 vendors already scheduled, so we will, that'll give them time to, you know, we'll issue full refunds. We're not in this really to make a profit from the Corn Festival. What we make from the festival goes back into the festival, so we will not keep vendor fees. Those will be refunded. And, you know, we just pray for the best. I would love to be able to pull off a festival of some sort, but if it's not safe for the community and it's not advisable, then we will go ahead and postpone or cancel this year.
Right, right. That makes absolute sense. Now, let's go ahead and swap hats one more time here.
Okay.
So if folks do want to contact you with the insurance group, because, again, there are still some vehicle transfers going on. I do know my neighbor has his home for sale. There are still folks looking to buy homes and looking at segueing their insurance. You said that a lot of the stuff has gone to online and telephone. How do they reach out to Whitaker Insurance and get a quote?
Well, basically, none of that has changed. You can still reach us all the same ways, rather than in person. There is our direct lines here at the bank. Of course, the bank phone number is 606-663-2283. We have direct lines into the agency, which is 606-663-3625. You know, and then you can always reach us by email. You can reach us by, you know, we've had people pull up to the drive-thru and say, can I see an insurance agent? We'll find a way to make it work. And actually, you're right. There are a lot of, there's still a lot of buying going on.
Yeah, kind of surprisingly so, actually. I've been a little surprised. So to segue and end on a high note, are you a binge watcher or a binge reader during this time?
Watcher.
All right. What have you been binge watching, either with the family or when you find some time alone?
Usually time alone, because what I watch and what the family's going to watch are going to be two different things. I shift more toward non-COVID, get my mind off the real world. TV Land is a good thing to focus on for me right now.
So you've been binge watching like Andy Griffith or...
Oh, absolutely. Golden Girls, Andy Griffith, Little House on the Prairie, anything that's just not COVID related at the moment.
All right. So nobody has strong-armed you into Tiger King or anything crazy yet then?
Not yet. No, not yet.
Okay. Well, hopefully they won't. Again, folks, if you're just joining us, we've been talking with Lisa Mays, the Vice President of Whitaker Insurance Group. Thank you for your time this morning, Lisa.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.